In this video, I'm going to explore six different types of solar thermal energy collectors used for heating. Heat, not electricity for things like light, computers, and refrigerators, but heat makes up the largest part of most household energy needs. Warming the house and heating hot water often accounts for over two-thirds of all energy used in most modern homes today. Knowing this, getting free solar heat suddenly becomes very appealing. YouTube has thousands of videos detailing how to build solar thermal energy collectors, but which one is best? Coming up, I'm going to review six different types of solar heat collectors and highlight some of the YouTubers who made them, with links to their do-it-yourself videos in the description below. The first solar thermal energy collector I'm going to review is a pop can air heater. In the video Brilliant Newfoundlander Invents the Solution, Martin Blue shows you how to make a few soda pop cans, painted black, covered with clear plastic or glass in a box, into a very effective solar thermal collector. Simple to build and operate, there are literally hundreds of videos on YouTube taking you step by step through the process of constructing one with soda cans or drain pipes. Most require only a small fan to move the air. One pipe draws cool air from the house, another pipe puts hot air back into the house after the thermal collector has heated the air with the sun. These simple air heaters are remarkably effective, often raising air temperatures 30 degrees or more. All you need is some soda pop cans, painted black, covered by some glass and transparent material, and a fan to push the air. Easy breezy, do-it-yourself cheesy, but it works! A great way to heat up any building during the day for the minimal cost of just running a small fan to move the air. Next, we have what I like to call liquid solar water heaters. And I know five main types of this type of thermal heater. I'm going to highlight what I think are the five best YouTube videos that describe each type. The first of the five is a PVC or copper coil tube box. The best video on making one of these solar heaters is on Desert Sun O2's YouTube channel. You can see in the pictures his design is elegant, simple, and functional. In some ways it's similar to the solar thermal air heater, but this collector uses the sun's rays to heat up water instead of air. These collectors are easy to make, and some big projects like Drake Landing Solar Community in Alberta, Canada, use a similar type of solar thermal collector to charge their borehole thermal battery to provide all the space heat and water heating for a community of 55 homes throughout the harsh Canadian winters. Anyone familiar with a Canadian winter knows this is no small feat, testifying to the power of these solar collectors. Drake Landing had their solar thermal collectors professionally made, but the design is so simple, most anyone with basic carpentry skills can construct one out of materials you can find at most local hardware stores. Just like the video DIY solar water heater from Desert Sun O2, link in the description below, or any of hundreds of other DIY YouTube videos. Next in the list of five solar water heaters is the evacuated tube. Evacuated tubes are one of the most efficient, set it and forget it, types of solar water heaters. They are capable of heating water to over 100 degrees Celsius, which may even be too hot for some home thermal projects. Many home projects use PEX tubing to move the water around, and most types of PEX have a maximum operating thermal temperature of 180 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 83 degrees Celsius, something that has to be kept in mind when using evacuated tubes for heat collection. Setting up an evacuated tube can be a fun DIY project, but the tubes themselves are more difficult to fabricate at home. I'm not saying it isn't possible, but it's difficult and may require expensive specialized equipment. Most people just buy them. The name somewhat describes the collector, as evacuated refers to the vacuum created inside a glass tube, and that vacuum is what sets this collector apart. Evacuated tubes use the greenhouse principle to heat up a metal rod inside the glass tube, and the lack of any air in the tube, the vacuum, acts as the perfect insulation without suppressing any heat collection. Because of this, evacuated tubes can collect fantastic amounts of heat even in minus 40 degree weather. The price of evacuated tube arrays has come down a lot in recent years. You can order them from domestic manufacturers or import them from any number of companies in China. Amazon, eBay, and Alibaba have piles of options to choose from. So if you're looking for a solar thermal collector that will work in the coldest temperatures and not have to worry about fiddling with solar orientation and angles daily or weekly, evacuated tubes are probably one of the best ways to go. If getting your liquid above 100 degrees Celsius is something you want to do, then a parabolic trough thermal concentrator might be the way to go. Several large grid-scale solar thermal power plants use parabolic trough concentrator arrays to heat a molten salt solution used to create steam. If you have steam, you can power a turbine and create electricity. The fact that grid-scale solar power plants often use this type of solar collector is a testament to its efficiency. The power plant version is elegant, but difficult to make at home. They have solar tracking servos that follow the sun all day and keep the solar rays focused on a tiny area, amplifying the heat many, many times. Now, although it's possible to build a parabolic trough solar concentrator much like the grid-style electric power plants use, a YouTuber named Sergey Yurgo came up with a DIY version that can only be called pure genius. Sergey created a parabolic trough solar concentrator that doesn't have to be moved all day. It's positioned so it automatically tracks the sun and just requires the entire trough array to be adjusted slightly every 2 weeks or so, in a 5-minute operation that's easy to do. He used recycled mirror strips and was able to heat water well above the boiling point with his homemade solar concentrator. This opens up new possibilities for solar thermal home power generation, as there's a reason why so many large solar power plants are thermal and not photovoltaic. Solar thermal has much more energy per square foot on the collector face than solar photovoltaic. If you want to experiment with solar thermal, you absolutely have to check out Sergey Yurgo's channel on YouTube. He made a parabolic solar concentrator you can actually build yourself in your own backyard for minimal dollars that was only accessible to multi-million dollar power companies before. Another kind of thermal solar collector often used by mega power companies is the multiple mirror method, concentrating all light on a central collector. The collector itself is relatively cheap to make. It's just a mirror, well, many mirrors, and the large systems use hundreds of them, all focused on one central point. Imagine the heat generated having hundreds of mirrors all reflecting the sun's light on one spot, all at once. Now, while the mirrors themselves are relatively cheap, the expensive part is keeping the focus of all those mirrors on one spot, all day, every day, as the sun moves across the sky. Each mirror would need different geometric coordinates to get the focal point right, as every mirror is in a slightly different location than the other. The individual servos and technology around that positioning system required for every individual mirror is where the real cost is. When they get it right, it works, and it works well, as there are dozens of this type of huge solar thermal generating plant around the world today. Now, while it might be a bit much to build a 40-acre solar electric plant in your backyard, the new physicist on YouTube actually built a working scale model of a solar thermal generating plant from scratch in his video, How to Make a Mini Solar Plant. If you haven't checked out the new physicist's channel, you're in for a treat. He makes a pile of different solar thermal devices that all work, built start to finish. The new physicist is a must-see binge watch of several dozen videos on solar thermal you'll thank me for later. The new player in solar thermal is now actually photovoltaic. Wait, what? Yep, mass commercial production of photovoltaic solar panels has brought down the price so far in the last couple of years that photovoltaic solar can now heat water in the same price range as solar thermal systems. An electric water heater, the same as an electric hot water tank uses, is all that's needed to heat water, and honestly, those are cheap. Photovoltaic systems are appealing because of how little ongoing maintenance they require, and although they can be complicated to set up, So many people know how to install these systems that help is easy to find or get. I hope you enjoyed watching this review of 6 types of thermal solar collectors and learned a thing or two. If you liked this video and videos like this, you can actually manipulate YouTube's algorithm by subscribing and hitting the bell. When you hit free buttons such as subscribe, like, or the bell, you tell YouTube these are the kind of videos you want more of, and YouTube will suggest more videos like this for you to watch. And don't forget to leave a comment of what kind of thermal solar collectors I forgot to mention in the description below. Thanks for watching. See you next time.